Well, of course, over the past few weeks and months, news of the Cambridge City Food Bank and its associated services has been all over the place. So many people now having to call upon it, a cost of living crisis upon us, all this on the back of COVID. They have a new chief executive. He's Steve Clay, and he joins me on the line now. Steve, a very good afternoon to you.
Thank you, Neil. I'm very pleased to be here.
Yeah, really nice to meet you. I mean, interesting times to be taking on a role like this. Where's the food bank at? What do you think you're going to need to be doing over the next weeks and months and years?
Oh, goodness. Well, Neil, I started in December as the new chief exec of Cambridge City Food Bank, and it was like walking into a whirlwind, to be quite honest. It was, unbeknownst to me at the time, but the busiest time period, the busiest month, in fact, that we have ever had in the history of the 12 years of Cambridge City Food Bank. So last year in 2022, we supported about 14,000 people across Cambridge. About 39% of those were children. But in December itself, of the busiest year that we've ever had, December itself was the busiest month, particularly in that run up to Christmas.
And I mean, we don't normally think, well, I know they say Cambridge is the most unequal city in the UK, or one of the most unequal cities, but we tend to think we're by and large fairly prosperous. Are we seeing people coming into your services for the first time now? Is this people who thought they were on solid ground and are finding that everything's piled up against them?
I think so. I think it is a mixture. And of course, you're right in, you know, it's I guess it's common knowledge for people who live within Cambridge that it's one of the best places to live. You know, it's one of the I guess the most affluent parts of the UK, but it does hide the fact, I think 6% of the earning population earn 20% of the money that comes into Cambridge, and then 20% of the lowest lowest income people, they earn just 2% of the money that comes into Cambridge. And that is the group of people really that Cambridge City Food Bank is supporting. I mean, one of the things that I've noticed, I've lived in the Midlands most of my life, so it's a new experience coming to Cambridge. I found the people in Cambridge to be some of the most generous people that I've come across. So, you know, I think Cambridge people are very socially minded. They understand, you know, for those who have the privilege of earning large amounts of money, they understand the responsibility that comes with that. And we've seen that in terms of the generosity that people have given in terms of donating to Cambridge City Food Bank over the years. And that's also true in terms of people who volunteer their time as well. You know, we have over the last 12 months, 200 active volunteers working across our 10 different settings across Cambridge and Cambridgeshire. And, you know, it's great to be to see that sort of level of goodwill, that level of wanting to make a difference that you can see from the people in Cambridge. But of course, you have got that unequalness, and the reason why we exist, you know, ideally like not to be a chief executive of a food bank. You know, many people say, oh, you know, we shouldn't have food banks. I totally agree we shouldn't have food banks. But the reason why we're here is because at this point in time, you know, in our history in this country, you know, sadly, we do need food banks, and people are at a point of crisis, particularly through the pandemic and the cost of living crisis, and people are reliant upon our services.
And is it now that it's less of a stigma? I mean, we've kind of had this with mental health in COVID and all these sorts of things, that things that were once untalked about, we've had to accept that actually this is what goes on. And are people more willing now to accept that help? And is that putting a strain on your services as well? Because the more people know you exist and the more people know you're there to help, the more people are knocking on your door, or is that not the case?
Yeah, I mean, there are two parts to that question. I don't think we should ever be comfortable with the fact that food banks exist. Mm. I think that's, you know, that's a separate question from what you're asking. In terms of people who need our services, you know, what we say to people is, look, it is okay to reach out to the food bank. We're here to be that support and to be that help in time of crisis. So there is no stigma in coming to one of our food bank distribution centres. The people that you'll meet they're warm-hearted, they're compassionate, there's no judgments, and they're just there to help you. So if you are in need, then do reach out to us. In terms of reaching out to us, you can find information. If you are somebody who is in need of help, then Google Cambridge City Food Bank and you'll find all the information there. We do work through referral agencies, but again, the details are on the website of how you can find help and find your way to a distribution centre.
Excellent, excellent. And in terms of the help that you receive, the people who support, I mean, I guess it's like all charities and like all organisations who work in the voluntary sector in that way. You know, it's same again, isn't it? It people are drawing on you. You need more people, you need more help, you need more resources, you need more donations. Are there any particular pinch points that you've got at the moment that you'd really like to ease, or is it all running
thanks.
Pretty smooth?
Thanks, Neil. I think the biggest thing, the message that I'd like to get post Christmas, you know, we have huge generosity and a huge need before Christmas, but because we're into 2023, the need is still there. You know, we've tracked all our data over the last 12 years, and we're still at month by month when we compare with January of 2022, the demand is still higher now in 2023 January than it was in January 2022. But what happens, I think, when we enter the new year is, for some folks, I guess, you know, Christmas time, the time of giving, that's the time when things are in people's mind, and particularly charities are in people's mind. We really do need people to continue to give in January, in February, in March. I'll give you an example. So in January 2023, so last month, we gave out 14,000 kilos of food parcels. This is just in January. Wow. Last month. We received in terms of donations, 11,000, right. Just over 11,000. So you can see this, we're giving more out than we're getting in at the moment. Now, thankfully, you know, we did well in the December period with people's generosity, but our warehouse is looking considerably starker just at the moment, if I was to walk in at the moment, compared to where we were in December. So that's the biggest message. Please continue to give. You can give in most of the main supermarkets across Cambridge. They support Cambridge City Food Bank, or you can deliver directly to our warehouse on a Monday or a Friday. Just let us know you come in. Again, details are on the website of how you can do that. But yeah, we need people not to allow us to go out of their consciousness, because people really still need our support at this time of year, yeah, even though it's January and February.
Indeed, indeed. Now, when people do this, when they do their weekly shop and they think, okay, well, I'm going to stick a couple of extra things in for the food bank, are there things in particular you do need or things that you don't? Are tin stuff and stuff with a longer shelf life good, or are you running short on some of the stuff which has a shorter shelf life?
Sure. So what we ask people to give is we ask people to give non-perishable items. Non-perishable food items—the sort of thing that you would have yourself in a normal sort of a normal balanced meal. What we give out in our food parcels is 3 days' worth of balanced food. We work with the Trussell Trust. They're a national organisation. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've heard of. Although we're an independent local charity, and we use their model. So the balanced food that we give over 3 days is has been sort of tried and tested. But if there are specific pinch points, again, we'd encourage people to go to the website, because we do put on there at any one time what the specific pinch points are. But, you know, items like soup or rice or pasta, you know, those types of items, canned meat, for example, or fish, those are all things are very helpful, as are vegetables, etc. So things that are non-perishable, because in our distribution centres we do have fresh food, but what we tend to purchase that ourselves,
right,
from the donations that people give us in terms of cash, because we need to make sure that those items are fresh when they go out to the people who we support. So so you can give cash and we can use it for that purpose, but if you're going to buy things in the supermarket, then use the non-perishable items.
Okay. And you say they're about giving cash, so should people go through the website? Is there a donation button there?
Again, yeah. All things lead to the website.
Of course they do. That's the best place for it.
Very good. Very good. And rather than giving it out, we just say Google Cambridge City Food Bank, because it's just the easiest thing for people to do now. Yes, yeah, so all that you can. There are various different ways that you can donate in cash. online at different routes that we use. But again, the information is on that. It's very, very easy and very simple to do.
Fantastic. All right, Steve. Well, I mean, it's testament to how hard you're working that, as you say, you took on the role in December, and here we are, you know, coming to the end of February before we've even managed to get you on air and have a chat to you. So it's clearly a mammoth task that you have in hand. Keep up the good work, and I'm sure we're going to talk over the coming months and years probably about the situation. And yes, hopefully one day there'll be a day when you go, well, just to let you know, Neil, we're closing. We're all done. It's all sorted, and we're closing. But until then, we just will continue to support in the way, as you say, that Cambridge and its residents always do. They're generous of spirit.
Thank you, Neil. And I look forward to the day when I can come on and say, well, this is my last time on here, Neil. So let's look forward to that in the future.
Brilliant. Steve Craig, new chief executive of the Cambridge City Food Bank. Thank you so much indeed for talking to us today.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.